Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Shifting goalposts by Washington is making it increasingly challenging to clinch the India-US trade deal. The US's reluctance to exempt India from the steel and aluminium tariffs and the subsequent doubling of tariffs on such imports to 50% could potentially derail the July 8th deadline set for a much-anticipated mini-deal, Adrija Chatterjee reports. The move may impact $3 billion worth of Indian steel exports and prolong negotiations with the US. India is seeking duty cuts on exports of automobile parts and essential medicines, while the US wants India to slash taxes on farm goods. With India's growing obesity and diabetes crisis, Eli Lilly's blockbuster weight loss drug Mounjaro is seeing major demand, writes Vishwanath Pilla. The company reported an encouraging response since the drug's launch in March, with sales tripling in 3 months. With the RBI's monetary stimulus coming as a booster shot for the market, is it time for investors to jump in, or is it too late? Madhuchanda Day, in a strategy note, points out that while Indian stocks have bounced back, they're no longer cheap at 22 times forward earnings. In this environment, a buy-on-dip strategy with a focus on bottom-up stock picks could work well, given the near-term upward bias. Investor optimism seems to be spilling over into the unlisted space as well. Shares of companies such as NSE, NSDL, and Vikram Solar are seeing sharp price increases, with NSE shares surging 50% in just the past month, reports Ravindra Sonawane. RBI's rate cuts and the hope of these companies going public soon are driving investor interest, with some experts expecting further gains in the unlisted space. With the Bihar elections on the horizon, Congress President Rahul Gandhi's promise of a 2,500 rupee monthly transfer for women in Bihar might turn out to be too costly for the state, reports Ishan Gera. A Money Control analysis estimates the scheme could cost the state 28,326 crore rupees annually, or 2.6% of its GSDP under conservative assumptions. If Bihar follows the Maharashtra model, the cost could double to 57,140 crore rupees, posing a major fiscal challenge for the state. In other policy news, the GST Council is set to discuss tax relief for life and health insurance premiums at its next meeting, reports Meghna Mittal. The group of ministers is likely to recommend a full GST exemption on term life insurance and health cover for senior citizens, which could lead to a revenue loss of 2,600 crore rupees annually. The final decision will depend on the Council's weighing of the proposal against industry feedback and fiscal constraints. Nearly a year after the street protest toppled the Sheikh Hasina government, check out Pratim Ranjan Bose's take on how Bangladeshis are growing disillusioned, some even getting nostalgic about certain aspects of Hasina's rule, putting the Dhaka regime under pressure. And finally, if you have ever dreamed of a home in the mountains to escape crowded cities, you're not alone. Nainital, Shimla, and Rishikesh are emerging as top destinations for a second home, reports Ashish Mishra. With demand surging by 49% in Nainital and 30% in Shimla, these mountain towns offer attractive holiday getaways as well as lifestyle investments. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.